Hi, my name is Tricia Hill. Welcome to the studio. Happy anniversary, Dear Daughter Bible Study. 8 years of obeying, listening, following Jesus, doing the work of the Lord. Today I'm going to anchor the session called Leaping Faith. Please join me. Hello again. Welcome to the studio. This is our Leaping Faith segment. Welcome, Damalola Abe.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm excited. It's the 8th year anniversary of Dear Daughter Bible Study. It feels like yesterday that we started, and it's just amazing what the Lord has done. So I'm super excited for this week, for the weekend. Yeah, awesome. You've been great.
So I want to say thank you for starting the Dear Daughter Bible Study.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for welcoming me into Dear Daughter Bible Study and making a space for me to be a part of the group. I appreciate it. I thank the Lord for that.
Yeah.
So I have some questions for you. And I think, you know, my first question, what was the inspiration for you for Dear Daughter Bible Study?
Awesome. I think I'm going to, you know, start off from where you stopped. It's actually thank you, Jesus. And I somehow didn't even start the other Bible study. It's all the Lord's idea. I remember that when he told me to do that, I'm like, I don't want to do that. And I remember that when I saw my mom praying for people that were responding on Facebook, I told her not to pray for them because she doesn't know them and I don't know them. And I really didn't care that much about them. And I told her, I'm her son, she should pray for me. And she said, no, these people, they need our prayers, you know, and then we prayed. So that's the inspiration. The inspiration was that I was at home one day back in Nigeria and I could hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, like talking to his daughter. And it felt like I was listening to the conversation between two people. And all I did was just grab a pen. And then I just, you know, I started writing to catch up, you know, with what they are saying. So I could literally see the scenario. I could feel the pain of the father. I could feel what the daughter is doing wrong. So it kind of helps me writing that. And when I'm done, I review, you know, and edit it. And I posted it on the internet. And I got a lot of people reacted like, how did you know I was going through this? I'm like, wow, you probably were the daughter that I saw and the Holy Spirit, you know, was the one talking to you. And that was how it started. And it's been amazing all the way.
Awesome. So two things come to my mind when I hear that is, thank you, Mama, for praying for God's daughters. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for being persistent and encouraging Damalola as well. And I also think about how the Lord can use anybody, right? The Lord has used you to communicate to his daughters, right? That's amazing.
Right.
That's amazing. So what has that been like for you, actually? Do you feel that you have a unique perspective from the Lord for the daughters of God?
Yes, actually. One of the things that actually shaped my relationship with God was that I remember someone, you know, a married woman, she kind of messaged me on Facebook and she's like, hey, I'm going through all of these situations. And I'm like, I'm not married, so I don't even know what to tell you. But then I asked the Holy Spirit and then the Holy Spirit gave me the right words. And basically, I didn't even pray for her. All I did was tell her what to do. Go back, talk to your husband this way, go and meet the mentor of your husband, tell them this and all of that. And like 2 weeks later, I saw a DM, a message, and it read, thank you so much. My marriage has been super good, you know, and all of that.
Wow.
And I'm wondering, who is this? Like, what about your marriage? I had to read the chat history for me to remember the conversation. And I'm like, oh my God, like, wow. You know, so I think it's really shaped me, and not just for daughters alone, even for sons. I know daughters just became more popular than sons, but it's kind of had a very amazing effect on me, on how that the Lord really cares about us, cares about our relationship, cares about our marriage, and all he wants is for us to actually enjoy our marriage, enjoy our relationship. He doesn't want you to have one day of suffering or tears over your marriage. He does right. not want that. He's just so much, you know, very, very interested to make us happy in our marriage. If we do it according to his way and take him along as we walk, you know, walk according to his principles.
That's awesome. That's yeah. so true. And the Bible tells us that marriage is a mystery. It's like church.
Yeah.
The church and Christ. I mean, that's, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a married woman of almost 30 years. And so that mystery is still unfolding. And it is amazing, you know.
Right.
It's a whole thing, you know, a whole other thing. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you obey the Lord, miracles happen, don't they?
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, yeah. It's been so nice for me to be partnered with you and take direction from you. I know that, you know, you're inspired by the Holy Spirit. You get things from the Holy Spirit. I'll ask Damalola, you know, well, what is that going to look like? And you'll say, well, I'm not sure yet. The Holy Spirit just told me. So I love that. And I trust that, you know, that you pray and you're patient to hear, to listen, to inquire of the Lord and to stay with that and just obey, right? And so you're really good at doing that. Talk about that a little bit. You know, how are you inspired by the Holy Spirit? How do you know when you need to listen more and when you're ready to go?
Wow, that's a very interesting question. I think for me, it has to do with, you know, staying in the presence of the Holy Spirit, like never living there. So I know I teach the class of David student, that's a discipleship class for the other Bible study for those who want to know more about the Lord and who want to develop their relationship with the Lord. And I tell them, so one of the topics that I teach them is called the mountaintop experience. And I tell them that many people actually experience the mountaintop, but they do not stay at the mountaintop. That mm-hmm. God wants you to stay at the mountaintop and never, you know, leave that dimension of intimacy with him. So I think that's where I get it, because I'm just in that atmosphere all the time, and somehow I know when he's speaking, I know when he's not speaking, and somehow I know when he's signaling something, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, until I hear clearly. And then sometime when he tells me, hey, do this, I'm like, okay, I just want to be very sure that you're telling me this. And when he tells me that, I ask for the direction, how do I get to point A to point B? And then he shows me all of that. You know, it's really amazing that the Lord will say, you remember when we started, when the Lord told me, hey, you have to start the other Bible study, Houston. And I'm like, okay, how am I going to start? Where am I going to use? Where are we going to use? We don't even have a church building, or we don't have it. And then the Lord was like, okay, what about Chick-fil-A?
Right,
like, you know,
right, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, I do.
Know, yeah.
That became our regular.
Right. And now we are in the studio, I would call it. But, yeah. You know, it's amazing how the Lord gives you this big vision. And then if you stay and wait on him more, it begins to give you the step-by-step guide,
yeah.
So that you don't have to stress yourself and or you do things amiss. You kind of like hit the target right on point. So that's it for me. Just staying in that atmosphere, staying in that intimacy, and you know, never leaving. I feel like that's where I draw my strength, my peace, joy, everything. That's
good. I know with the things that we've done, and I mean, big things for us, right?
Right.
The Jesus March, Houston. I mean, both of them, really, especially
right.
the first one.
Right.
But even both of them,
yeah.
And then Jesus March, Washington, D.C.,
yeah.
Going to College Station to
yeah.
Texas A&M, all of that. I mean, that was big stuff for us, right?
Yeah.
But
Tulsa.
Tulsa. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Tulsa was amazing. So, but always we come away from that and we're like, I'm so glad I obeyed the Lord.
Right, right.
So glad I obeyed.
Right.
And so I think, you know, it's not just the work of the Lord like we want to do it,
right.
But it's obeying the Lord how he wants to do it.
Right.
And I must say, when the word comes, you know, initially it feels like, okay, like that feels like a lot, but really we just do the things
right,
and when we get to the moment, it's quite enjoyable. I mean, right. It's just a joy.
Right.
It's just a joy, and it feels easy.
Right.
You know, because the Holy Spirit is with us. He has set us up. He's directed us to do the right things, all the things that we need to do.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, Tulsa was amazing. So that was amazing. That came up quick, and Damalola text me and say, can you meet today? And in the beginning, I thought, today? I'm a busy woman, you know? I'm like, okay, you know, like, I'm just gonna, you know, go meet with him. But now I know it's today, right? Can you meet today? Yes, right? And I'm on board. But in the beginning, I thought, I've got a schedule. But anyway, thank God I obeyed. Thank God that I listened. And it's just been a joy. Dear Daughter Bible Study, Jesus March, all the stuff that we've done, it's been a pleasure. Tulsa, I was going to say, just came so quickly. Damalola said, can we meet today? I said, yes. And it was either on a Sunday or maybe it was a Monday. But anyway, I was talking about the church service that I had just had. And the message was, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And Damalola said, that's great, because we're going to Tulsa. These things take months. Usually we take months to plan, you know, three, six, 9 months to plan.
Right.
And then you said, the next thing you said was, this year. And this is the middle of December. I was like, okay. So I opened my calendar and looked, and we picked a date and we talked about that. And yeah, so that was a quick answer for me.
Right.
I got a message on a Sunday, and the Lord answered very quickly.
Right.
And it was Tulsa. But what a pleasure. What a testimony that we had from Tulsa.
Big testimony.
Yeah, big testimony. You want to tell the testimony of the family that was grieving?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Big testimony. You know, well, before I talk about the family that was grieving, you know, one of the people who attended, I think he said he was in the gym or working out or something. And then the Holy Spirit told him, like, hey, what are you doing? Are you not going to go to the Jesus mat? Like, oh my God, yeah, I need to go. You know, and he was so glad. Like, he said that they've been praying and we were just answers to the prayer. Yeah. And, you know, it's just so humbling that God can make you an answer to a prayer of a city, of a nation. Like, you are an answered prayer. And I'm talking about the grieving family. I remember that we prayed before we started. And I mean, I didn't have that script then, but the first thing that came out of my mouth was John 3:16. And I kept repeating that. I didn't know why I was repeating it. I kept repeating it over and over, and then talking about it over and over again before I talked about something else. And we did not know that that was an answer. That was a comforting word to a family that has been grieving from the beginning of the year.
Right.
And, you know, the Lord was just so interested in them that he didn't want them to enter into the new year with that same grief. They said they hadn't celebrated their birthdays because they've been grieving, you know, but that day everything changed because we spoke the word of the Lord that we didn't even know we were speaking to them. We spoke to them and, you know, their joy just, you know, their mourning turned into joy.
Yes.
And you know that reminds me of the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to bring glad tidings. You know, that's what the Holy Spirit does. So yeah, that was a big testimony. I'm so grateful.
Me too.
You know, we're thankful that we actually obeyed the Lord going in December. Because if we decided to push it to this year, then that means they probably would stay in that grieving. And can you imagine how someone going through the Christmas, you know, okay, they've gone through the Christmas. I think we did it just a day or
just
two.
Just after Christmas.
After Christmas.
December 27th.
Yeah, but, you know, them going through all of this period, still grieving and not hearing the comforting words of Christ. So I think I'm really, really happy that we actually went there.
I know, you know, I only thought about it just now, about the timing of it. You're exactly right. So they had lost their son, their brother, in January of last year and had grieved through the year. And it was the mother's birthday.
Right.
Was Jesus March, December 27th.
Yeah.
And she said that the Lord had told her, because she'd been grieving, and the Lord said, you won't see your son again in this life, but you will see me.
Yeah.
And because you see me, you know you'll see him again. And when she heard about Jesus March and it was on her birthday, she said, she told her children, I'm going to that.
Right.
And so I always love as well when we do events like Jesus March, you know, it's strangers in the natural, right? We're all family in Christ, but strangers in the natural.
Right.
And it's just so amazing to see how people just come alive through the Jesus March. I mean, the believers in Christ, the family of God, you know, starts out kind of one way at the beginning, but by the end of the march and we come together, I mean, we're just elated, full of joy, flowing with testimonies. The Lord has been ministering through the whole march, not only to people that are observing the Jesus March, and people that we talk to along the way, but people that participate in the Jesus March are also impacted and changed. I'm glad that we made a quick work of that. We sure did. I mean, that was like in 2 weeks. So that was awesome. So big shout out also to Tulsa for being cooperative through the holidays. So we got our permit, got the police on board, all of that in a quick time. So praise God for that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. So leap of faith. Has it been leaping faith for you?
I mean,
I like the, it's not just as one time leap of faith, right? Leaping faith.
Leaping faith, Yeah, you know, when the Lord told me about the team for the anniversary, Leaping Light, I'm like, I haven't heard about this before too. And I had to listen to the Holy Spirit. And he led me to the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 22, you know, talking about a small one will become a mighty nation, one will become 10,000 and all of that. And it's more of a message collectively to us and talking about how we're going to leap from just being one to being thousands, you know, how we're going to leap from just Chick-fil-A to being a mighty nation, you know, for Christ. Amen. You know, and we are connected, whether you're in Nigeria or in Tulsa or DC or College Station, we are a big family for God, for Christ, in Christ. So we can only achieve that through leaping faith. When you look at the word leaping, it means to jump, you know, like you have, you're on a springboard and then you're jumping up, you know, it's kind of projects you higher. And so that's for us to be able to achieve everything God wants us to achieve. We need to ride on that leaping faith, just like we did with Tulsa, right? Just like we did with College Station. You remember College Station? It felt like the door was not going to open, but then the Lord opened it. And I remember on the first night, the guy who led the worship said, "Thank you for coming, because the Lord told me to do something like this or to do this, preach openly on this campus." And I was scared. I didn't know what to do, but thank you for coming. And I'm so happy to be part of this. You know, that was leaping faith, because we went to College Station not knowing anybody. And even the people we know couldn't help us, right?
You remember? Right.
And same with DC. So I don't know what the Lord has in store for us. We probably would go to many more places or do many more stuffs this year. But if we are going to be that light, because Jesus made us light already, we are light to the nations. Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, "You are the light of the world." And so we are the light to the nation. The nation is going to be in darkness if we refuse to shine our light. And so we are in that season of leaping light. So we are in that season where if we are here in Houston, we are shining our lights to DC, shining our lights to Australia, shining our lights to New Zealand, to Canada, to Nigeria, wherever we are beaming our lights. There is a leaping of that light, that rays of light. And we can only project that with a leaping faith. That means we really need to totally depend on Jesus. We do not know exactly. We know where it's taking us because it's a glorious place, but we do not know, you know, to what extent. And so we are going to walk in that leaping faith in our various personal lives and then as a family of, you know, the other Bible study.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you again for leading us.
Thank you. Thank you
for being obedient to the Lord.
It's a privilege.
And I love it. I see so much that it really is the Lord. And, you know, it's not just your idea. You have an idea, but it comes from the Lord, because I get to see it unfold. You know, and it's wonderful. And it's just a joy to be partnered with you. So I'm glad to be connected.
It's a privilege.
Thank you for leading us.
Thank you for having me on your show. In your studio. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for joining us in the studio.
Bye-bye.